Morning, everybody. Steve here with Steve's Thought for the Day. I really do pray and trust you've had a fantastic Easter weekend and celebrated Jesus, our living hope. And perhaps this morning, wandering around the house, clearing up all the chocolate wrappers. Am I allowed to say that? Not just us then. Yeah, I really do hope you've had a great weekend. As we begin this new week, I just recall a question that somebody asked me a while ago, and they said, outside of God and Jesus and heaven, Steve, what inspires you? There was no immediate answer, not because I couldn't think of one, but because there are so many things that inspire me. How do I nail it down to just one or two really meaningful ones? Well, let me kick off this morning with one of the biggest, I suppose, but one amongst many. What inspires me? People. One of the things I love about the job that I do is when I get the privilege to conduct weddings and funerals, because I love people's stories. Sitting in somebody's home, sometimes people I've never met before, and the story unfolds as to how a couple came together, living where they do, the jobs that they've got, the neighbours that they've got, the family that has built around them, the decisions they've had to make that have meant now they move there and do this. And where we are today for all of us is a sum total of all those small and large decisions that we've made over the years. And it's what builds society. It's the genius of it all. It's how God wanted it to be. And when I look at people, I see for everybody, there's an ingenuity. There are abilities that were there in a natural sense. Some of them have been honed and developed over the years. There's creativity that's drawn out in so many ways. There's resilience, that stickability. And then, of course, there's the spirituality, where people have connected with God and really discovered the ultimate meaning of life is to live it out with Christ, that living hope that we've talked about a lot this weekend, hand in hand with him. Listen to these immense verses from Psalm 139. Reads like this: For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That final statement, I've read it a million times over the years, still grips me. Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me, in my case, Steve, were written in your book, God's book, before one of them came to be. So God knows my story. And my story now is connected with his story. So I don't just read about his story, I live in the story that is the story of God. I just want to say this morning, people, whoever's listening to this, you inspire me, because you're a human being with all those abilities and capabilities and possibilities. Live them out. Let God take hold of them and use them to his glory. Father, we thank you so much for the incredible sense of your calling in our lives. We thank you for the way that you do use us and take us and make us. Oh Lord, and today's story and tomorrow's story and the week that lies ahead are all written down and recorded, and you're looking at that today. So today we surrender and we submit our lives to you. Take us and use us with every breath that we have, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an incredibly, incredibly blessed day, everybody. And may God fill every minute of every day with his grace, love, and ability. Bless you all.